This is from a writer named Howard Friend from a book called Recovering the Sacred Center. It talks about sacred space. Now, as many of you realize, we're not in our typical sacred spaces this morning in our church buildings where we're used to worshiping. And yet, as Tangela mentioned to us earlier, God is in this place. And how we know God, as we've just read in our scripture and talked about, is through the love that we have among each other, even with strangers, to be able to open ourselves, to build those relationships, to share that love with one another, is a reminder that God is in our midst. And one of the things that I mentioned in our group was that oftentimes we miss the fact that God's love and God's presence is readily available beyond the walls of the church. Sometimes even more evident beyond the walls of the church. Because as churches, we get so insular and so focused on trying to protect our interests and protect ourselves and protect our space. And we get more concerned about what we're against and who we're standing against and all those sorts of things to make sure we hold our identity as Christians or as a particular church. And we forget what it means to lay down our own interests, what it means to sacrifice and give up for the sake of one another and the larger whole. And so we see places in the secular world where that is happening. Like Larry said, even now in Western North Carolina, there are certainly a lot of church and Christian groups, but there's also a lot of non-Christian groups that are all pitching in to help one another and show this love of God. And so Howard Friend talks about what that sacred space looks like in Greece, and particularly a while back, but this is still a reality in parts of Greece. This is not church or religious at all. This is just the way that they build their towns and small villages in Greece. He puts it this way, that when a new village is founded, the elders and the wise ones discern where the temenos ought to be. The temenos is their word for sacred space. It is a place where the ground is holy. Nothing is built there. No houses, no public buildings, not even a church. And that space becomes community space, much like the community space that we are in this morning. Villagers can bring plantings or wooden benches or maybe stepping stones or small statues, but only to nurture the sacredness of that space. And when people in the village feel discouraged or upset or confused, they go to this temenos and they sit quietly on the grass or by the stream, and they find that their mood suddenly shifts. You ever been to a place like that? It just doesn't matter how you're feeling, you just step in and feel the breeze and just something changes inside. When people from the community find themselves arguing and speaking harshly to one another, they move the conversation to the temenos. They sit on a bench or they walk the path together and they find themselves speaking with greater respect. They begin to talk and listen to each other more carefully. And soon, their conflicts are resolved. When people have hard decisions to make or they feel uncertain, they go to the temenos. And after quiet, solitary moments in an open field or under the shade of a tree, their mind suddenly becomes clear. And Howard Friend goes on to say that whether such a space is found by a stream in a park, or by a coffee shop, or at a restaurant, or at a friend's home, in a recovery meeting, at a hospital, even in a church building, none of that really matters. What matters, he says, is the quality of the space where people are gathered. That those places are marked by peacefulness, unhurriedness, attentiveness, mutual respect, openness and trust, caring and compassion, forthrightness and integrity, genuineness and trustworthiness, safety and protection, a celebration of commonality and diversity, laughter and tears, sound and silence, sense of God's presence, being present to each other, being mindful. Sounds like a pretty good space, doesn't it? certainly the space you all might need in your life. I know I do on a regular basis. Is it a space you have somewhere in your life? Our friend goes on to say, sadly, that when he shares this experience of Temenos and sacred space with others, especially his church colleagues, he finds a tear in their eye, and they say that's what the church should be. But sadly, most people, when they describe those sacred moments, they don't describe them in churches. Sometimes it's at the beach or in the mountains, sometimes in a regular gathering with close friends, sometimes on quiet walks or long bike rides, but though Temenos can experience anywhere, sadly, oftentimes when I'm at church, people say, I feel more on guard. I feel less open. I feel more careful. I worry about what others will think of me. Those spaces are sometimes the most unlikely to find in churches. One woman in particular said, every once in a while it happens at church. Maybe we'll be in a small group or a Bible study or a conversation, and someone will start to share something personal. And we'll feel like God is there. They risk just a little bit, and then someone else will get uncomfortable and change the subject. Or somebody will offer an answer or a solution to the problem that they were sharing. Or somebody will make a joke just to lighten the mood. Or somebody will say, we're getting off topic. And it will all be over. Friends, as Christians, as the church, as the body of Christ, not only gathered in our buildings on Sunday mornings, but also here and scattered throughout our lives during the weeks, we are called to be those Temenos spaces. That the world knows that we are Christians, that the world knows God's love through the way we love one another. And the way we love one another is by creating that kind of sacred space for all people to find healing, to find rest, to find safety, to know that they can be vulnerable and real and honest and not be judged or condemned. We need to be that space for one another. And the last thing I'll share before we close is a reminder of just how important it is for us to be intentional about being in that space with one another, so that we can provide that space of love and acceptance for the world. There's a story about a pastor in the mountains in the winter, snow covered everywhere, and he had to hike for a ways to be able to get to one particular parishioner's cabin up the long mountain drive. But this parishioner hadn't been to church in quite some time, even before the snow had set in. And he went out to visit to see what was going on. He goes up, knocks on the door. The parishioner answers the door, kind of grunts, and allows the pastor to come in. Doesn't really say much. They sit on the couch together. The fireplace is burning. And they just sit there in silence for a few moments. And at one point, a little ember flicks out of the fireplace, hot, bright, flaming, lands on the stone hearth. And then just as quickly as it hits the hearth, it burns out. Just a little puff of smoke and that's it. Nothing left. And they sat for a while in silence, just watching the fire and that little ember. And the pastor steps over and takes the tongs from the fireplace. And he picks up an ember, puts it back in the fireplace, and immediately it's consumed. It's a flame, a blaze, bright and warm again. Completely renewed, as if it had never come out of the fire at all. They sit for a few more minutes. Pastor doesn't even offer to pray. He can tell that all that needs to be said has already been said, though they have said nothing. He starts to leave. And the man turns to the pastor and says, thanks for the sermon. I'll see you in church next week. See you in church.
next week.
Because the man realized what so often we forget. That it does not take long to be out of the fire of that loving community before we too burn out and become a puff of smoke. Before we too have nothing left to offer to the world on behalf of Christ. And so regardless of where or what time we worship, regardless of what that worship looks like, we need those Temenos spaces, we need those sacred spaces of community to regularly keep ourselves in the fire, to keep ourselves burning hot with the love of Christ, so that we can indeed go out in the world and be that love. And the whole point of gathering together in this space and bringing these churches together is to remind us that we are not alone in our task. We're not isolated little bubbles desperately trying to keep church buildings open. We're not separated entities that are competing with each other for members or participants or whatever else. We saw already in August and September how much we were able to do together, both for the local food pantries and for the school, by combining our efforts, and we'll continue to do that over the coming years. But remember, always, we are not alone. We are part of a much bigger community. People who aren't even here. People who aren't even part of a church at all. Anyone who shares the fire of God's love that we are encouraged to be together with, serve together with, and share that love with all the world. And so let us pray as we close today. Lord, we come and thank you for this time together. For the new relationships that are sprouting. For the opportunity to worship here in the beauty of your creation, the cool breeze and the birds chirping. Lord, we are grateful. And we are filled and renewed by your love, by the fire of your love. And we pray that as we go forth, that we would continue to create that sacred space wherever we go for everyone that we meet. Because people are hurting. People are suffering. People feel unsafe. People feel alone, isolated, and overwhelmed. People are afraid. And Lord, they need us to be that space where your presence can be known through your love, shining in and through us. So Lord, help us to be the church. To be your church, not Grace or Shiloh, not United Methodists, not even Christians, but simply people who are known and marked by the love of Christ, that all may know your love. In Jesus' precious name, amen.